The egoic self is the perception of everything that surrounds that human aggregate from a lens of a me-I consciousness. This is 3D, and this is 5D. And all that happens in that ascension, that people think it's a dimension somewhere. No, it's only the perceptual move from here to here. It's always that one thing we come back, the mother of all existence of the Homo erectus is love.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
In this episode, we explore the transformative power of aligning with the universal law of cause and effect and how practicing heart-centered qualities like compassion, forgiveness, and empathy can guide us through the challenges of this life. We will delve into the significance of karma and the divine unconditional love that governs our spiritual evolution. Let's explore how this alignment leads us to greater harmony with creation and ultimately a life of profound fulfillment. Welcome, Bear. Happy to have you here.
Thank you very much for having me again.
As I mentioned in the intro, today I would like to explore with you the egoic self and the importance of dissolving this from our day-to-day life. But first, let's understand what is ego.
What is ego? Well, as you know, there is always a short answer and there is a more profound or deeper or longer answer. The short answer of what ego is, ego is a distortion of the human perception. And this distortion leads or is the mother of all suffering. So in a dualistic expression, I could say it's the source of all evil that is happening of the world. It's coming from that point of the ego identification. What does the ego do? The perceptual thinking of the human mind perceives itself as something separate from the oneness, from all that there is. Because the human perceptual thinking is guided through five senses. And if the primitive human thinking perceives only in five senses, yes, obviously, then everything is separated. This body is different than the other body because I can touch this other body. So I must be different than the other body. So once the identification is merely through the 3D, through the body, we get this idea of separation. And this idea, this notion that it's even there, comes from the egoic self-identification. Now, where does that come from? I just explained it comes from perceiving the entire life, the entire earth walk from the lens only of five senses. right? And if I only perceive with these five senses, everything is separated from me. Everything, every tree is different than me, everything is separated. Instead of seeing the oneness I can only perceive if I let go of this idea of the egoic self, the mother of all suffering, and is the mother of all evil. It has to do with the fact that I am not aligned with the nature of oneness.
How can one dissolve the egoic self, this ego must die? So how is the ego dying?
Well, the ego is dying once the human expression on the earth walk has shifted its perception from a mental cognitive thinking, and hence why I always say perceptual thinking, to a heart-centered living expression, experiencing and communication with the other that surrounds me. That is the way how the egoic self-identification will eventually shift from this me and I consciousness over to, from this egocentric consciousness over to a ethnocentric consciousness. From an ethnocentric consciousness, we are able to open to a what I would call planetary consciousness, and from there eventually the lens and the channel is opening to a cosmic consciousness, to a cosmic perception, to what once you are able to have a full cosmic perception, then actually there is no consciousness anymore. You are dwelling in the full absolute awareness of existence. And the way to dissolve it is in a very practical way, as I always like also to give practical examples. Don't take yourself so serious. Don't take yourself so important. Don't take the world and everything that is happening so important. Don't think that everything that you still have to do and all your tasks are so important, because in an absolute perspective, they don't matter at all. And what I mean they don't matter at all, I mean this doing things. You know, whether you have achieved so and so much in your work today, you know, on an absolute perspective, this is literally just a play for the human mind, because it doesn't change anything from a cosmic perspective. Whether you have sold, let's say you are a car dealer, whether you have sold 5 more cars today or not, from a cosmic perspective, doesn't make any difference. And so the moment you cease to take yourself so important and all your doings, you get a deeper understanding, and you also get more humbled from life. Selfless service is one aspect of getting rid of the egoic self. Meaning the notion of no exchange. I do something for someone else without asking any exchange. And when I say without asking of any exchange, it's not just I don't do it, but actually I feel not good about it. Because that is the same thing than asking for it. I really need to be completely in ease that I give out of the abundance of that I have, and I don't need anything in exchange for that. Knowing that anyway, life will provide. Mother Earth will provide for the body, and the cosmos with a K will provide for the spirit.
This is the relation of cause and effect as well.
Yes, what is cause and effect? Cause and effect is karma, as we call it. So there is a cause, something is happening, and that creates an effect. And many people misunderstand, they think karma is something bad. Karma is very neutral, right? You can say for a moment there is good karma, there is bad karma. It's just cause and effect. Now the thing is, why people don't understand completely or don't live according to karma is because they do something today that's the cause, and the effect is happening in a few years, and then they don't remember anymore that this is the effect of the cause that had happened, because humans tend to have a very short cycle of a perceptual remembering. And so what is the issue? The issue here is, if I do not give up the egoic self completely, because there's a big difference between an egoic self-expression and a care of self or a self-care, right? To also look after the human body and to also do good things for that body, for that whole soul agrat, is a very important thing, but it has nothing to do with an egoic self. And also, egoism is something else than the egoic self. The egoic self, the egoism, if, or to be egoistic, is if I take everything for me. You know, for example, there is a table, there is a food on the table, and I take everything for me and don't share it, that's egoistic. But the egoic self is the perception of everything that surrounds that human aggregate from a lens of a me-I consciousness. And why is this, let's say, an issue? It is because I don't live with the natural, sacred alignments of the cosmos. Because the cosmos is all one. Everything is one. And everything is one. We are all one. Only the perceptual thinking of the human aggregate that I explained before has this distortion and perceives itself as separated. So what happens? On the entire Earth walk, I'm practically, instead of being in the flow of the cosmos, I'm constantly running and pumping against a hard wall. I'm living an unnatural way. And hence, that brings all that so many people experience on their earth walk. Suffering, disease, pain. It has all to do. The mother of all of that is that people talk about surrendering, and I use the word surrendering. However, if you go deep in that, there must not be any surrendering if there would not have been before. It's the same cause and effect. If there was an ego perception before, there must be that's the cause. There must be an effect of surrendering. So I only need to surrender to something if there is an ego perception in the first place. If there was no ego perception in the first place, there is nothing to surrender to, because everything is understood
there
in that very construct. And so when we talk about cause and effect and karma, when I am able to give up the egoic self, what happens? No karma anymore. No karma anymore. All karma is created from the perception of the egoic self. Okay, I'll repeat that again. All karma is created from the perception of the egoic self.
Perceptions and actions.
Perceptions and, I mean, the actions are that what the egoic self is perceiving and then translating into actions. But the ground to grow on it, if let's say the action is the plant, but first you need to have a soil, a fertile soil that let that action grow, that's the egoic perception of the self. And out of that comes then actions. And there comes actions that create karma. A non-egoic self, an inexistent egoic self, cannot create karma. That is impossible. And I will also repeat that. A non-egoic perceptual self cannot create any karma. There is no cause and effect.
Can be that once you are conscious about your egoic self and live more from your heart center, right? And also your actions, of course, will be as a consequence of that. All the karma is dissolved.
Absolutely. People are talking these days a lot about the human ascension. And then they are talking about like a collective ascension. What is this ascension? What is the ascension from 3D into 5D? What is it really? Nobody talks about that. Very little people talk about it. Why? Because very little people know what it is. This is 3D, and this is 5D. And all that happens in that ascension, that people think it's a dimension somewhere. No, it's only the perceptual move from here to here. That's all. 3D to 5D is only 20 centimeters. That's all. Meaning, the understanding and the perception of what there is in existence from a mental cognitive perspective that is egocentric, that is in conflict with everything, with a lot that surrounds it, which sees things that surrounds it as hostile, as other, as fear is a word here, worrying is a word here, into an understanding, a communication and a vibration from the heart center, in that very moment, I am in 5D. And from there, this communication center, this perceptual center here, is opening completely and cannot perceive and create any more karma, and there is no suffering anymore, because suffering can only grow on an egoic self-perception. And so it is very important that people understand how can this human body, this perceptual construct, this soulic aggregate, shift from 3D into 5D. No one is coming to this planet, no savior, no guru, no deity that will snap and all of a sudden humans are in 5D or humans are awake. The awakening is the shift and the transfer from a mental cognitive perception to a heart-centered perception. That's all that there is happening. And so it is very important for people to understand you must not and you should not study a lot of spiritual books, a lot of spiritual practices in order to come to some deeper understanding or in order to come closer to 5D. This is the wrong approach because this is still the approach of the mental perceptual thinking. It has to be practice, and that is the only reason of this earth walk. This is why I am. I am to make this shift. And from here, once I have made this shift, as I said just before, there will be no ground for conflict, for wars, for all that is happening on the earth at this very moment. And humans in general are under a great, let's say, struggle at the moment. They are not only that they struggle for themselves, there is a lot of influence on human life in this very moment to make human life very hard, very strugglesome, very difficult. And people know what I'm talking about. And what is the way out of it? It's very simple. You are untouchable in all senses, but especially your auric field. The moment you are opening your heart. And that means, I was mentioning it before, getting rid of the egoic self. You need to let go of the egoic self. This egoic self needs to die because this is the dying of the egoic self is the key to the portal of the heart. And this key won't be able to be turned around and open the portal of the heart as long as people are perceiving themselves as something that is important to this creation. Because themselves is an illusion by itself. And so it's very, very important to make this understanding. What is the shift that is happening? And the shift that is happening on the earth is a shift from a mental to a loving, compassionate being. That is the nature of the original human. That obviously the Homo erectus has been heavily influenced in its DNA over the last few thousands of years. However, there is always this trace in the blueprint that's what we call human. The Homo erectus is remembering itself back, and it's always that one thing we come back. The mother of all existence of the Homo erectus is love. And only when the human being is not in love, only then the human being is exposed to attacks from, let's call it, the outside. And the key to it, and it is very simple. If you don't like what is going on in the world, in this very moment, You don't need to write on internet. You don't need to write on Facebook that you don't like it. You don't need to protest. You don't need to go into fear, into suffering, or into your cave, meaning into your own bubble and be depressed. The only thing is open your heart, love everything, be compassionate, and you will see that everything changes and you will build a vibration around you that is untouchable.
Thank you very much for these words. I know that we all the time elaborate on the concept of KDIUCL and everything is related to it in this moment, because that means open your heart, right? Live more from this cosmic, divine, infinite, unconditional love. So what is your practice? How do you integrate that more into your day-to-day life? Because it needs to be from probably to observe yourself more and more and dissolve these layers that we build over time, right?
Absolutely. So we as humans, we have accumulated over our Earth walk a lot of stories. And these stories, that has to do with the illusional belief system, the word belief says it, there is the word lie in the middle, of a time-space reality that doesn't exist. There is no such thing as time and space. And only because the human perceptual thinking was tricked and is tricking itself by believing in this time, we are living in stories. And these stories, they are building up certain behaviors, patterns in us. That can be anger, that can be sadness, and other things. And through that, we are creating our lens. Let's say the lens through anger, for example, that I have accumulated gets blurred. And now it's about to clean that lens. It's about to clean that lens and to leave that anger behind, because that anger doesn't exist anymore. The anger is already dead. The story that where this anger comes from is not in existence anymore. It's only literally stored in the human perceptual thought story as an idea. Why do I say this? Your question was, how in daily life can I make this transition? Can I work with it? As long as I live in this idea of what has happened to me in my life before, as long as I do not see and inquire why am I so angry, I will in my daily earth walk constantly find situation where I can live out that. And whether it's on the street, whether it's in a shop, whether it's with my family at home, with my partner, with my boss, with my colleague, with my employees, it doesn't matter. I will be led to react in the ways that these stories have made me. However, they have made me to that figure that I believe illusionary. Because I am not these stories. And what has happened to me 10 years ago and 5 years ago is not what I am. It has happened, but is not what I am. It's just I believe that I'm this. That I am this angry person, or that I am this sad person, because so and so and so much bad things had happened in my life to me. In daily life, it is important when I interact with people, no matter how harsh it is, and this is the reason and the lesson of this earth walk is exactly this hardness. The 3D is a hard density. And this harshness that I see, in order to, as simply and blunt I have to say it, love everything. I have to love everything. And only by loving everything, I will dissolve all the sadness, all the anger, all the grief, and all the, distortions that are there that keep off the earthly life of living in alignment with the cosmic blueprint. And what is the cosmic blueprint? The cosmic blueprint is the KDIUCL. That's the cosmic blueprint. The cosmic, divine, infinite, unconditional, compassionate love. That's the cosmic blueprint. And all existence in cosmos has this blueprint. However, it has been overwritten. It has been tried to be hidden. There is a spark in every being that realigns, that remembers with this cosmic blueprint. And once we are able to live in this KDIUCL, everything is completely uncovered as being a big play in the first place.
Absolutely. I would like to also have for today's episode a very practical example where maybe you can give us a bit more a suggestion on how we can implement it, integrate it, right? So it's a very simple, maybe it's happening in every family or it's a situational thing. I don't have nobody in my mind, so for the audience, it's just a general situation. Let's say that someone is betraying you, being that, I don't know, betraying can be a situation like somebody is borrowing money, a lot of money, or stealing money from you that with no intention of giving back, or your the husband is beating the wife or is betraying her. What, through your words, we can only love back, whatever. This is the answer to everything. So you love everything. That's what you, in situations like this, what you can do in order to answer with love. If somebody is beating you, if somebody, how can you dissolve all the anger, frustration that the situation, as you say, the story brings to you, and integrate and answer with love?
Yes, I said you need to love everything, and of course nobody will like if somebody beats me, and there is this saying, you should also give, if somebody beats you on one cheek, you should give the second cheek. That is actually metaphorically, with when I give the second cheek, I show that I love the person, to help that person to bring out what it needs to bring out now. compassion is the word here. So I want to stick with this one that you said, the husband is beating the wife, because that's a very harsh one and a very hard one. The other ones, someone has stolen money. That is actually, let's say, quite a ridiculous. These are more the ridiculous things where I say, don't take yourself so serious. You know, what is money? You know, what is money? Why do we give such a big importance of money? You know? But I will come to that as well. But I want to stick with the beating, because that's a harsh one. Once I have empathy, I do understand the immense pain that that person is and was going through, that the result of it is such a big aggression that this person is beating me now. So the inner standing is here, it has nothing to do with me, absolutely nothing to do with me. The compassion is the base that leads to be able to love. The compassion is, I feel the anger of this person and where the anger is coming from. And when I feel that compassion with this person, then I can love. Only when I feel the compassion, I can love. And that's why in the Kidi IUCL there is the part of the compassion. Because that is, it's an ingredient. It's an ingredient of the full unconditional love. So when a man beats a woman, for example, it doesn't necessarily mean, of course, that the woman should give herself and stay there or stay with that man. And so important is, once you show compassion, once you show forgiveness, that person, you could also express it like this, there will melt something. And this is the way how to break that heart open of that person, right? That person that is so much in rage and is expressing itself in anger, in violence. There is a point, and that point is in everything that is living, everything that is sentient, in every sentient being. There is this point that leads back to that Kidi IUCL. And once the person that has to take at the moment that pain is able to penetrate just a little bit, like with a little needle, just a little hole into that Kidi IUCL that is deeply, deeply inside, but it's behind a very harsh and strong wall. Just penetrate a little bit through by these actions. It means the world for that other person. It means the world. And when you talk about the other examples with money, for example, that, or a man betrays a woman, you know, here we always have to see, first of all, it never has anything to do with this being. You know, it has nothing to do with this being. This being is just there at the moment to be, I always call it like a crystal, to absorb it and reflect it to that being. And the important thing is, what can I do to help this other person heal itself? No one can heal anyone. No one on this planet. No savior, no nothing. Everything can only heal itself. Everything that exists in cosmos can only heal itself. There can be reflections from the outside that enable this being to see something that sets this healing free. And this is that compassionate love, that sets free an immense capacity and power of healing in everything that there is. And that eventually will heal that anger, and that will eventually heal that sadness that many people have by being compassionate, loving with them, no matter how they behave, no matter how they behave. And that is actually also the only way how humanity today gets out of this, I would call it a one-way road, miserable situation that humanity finds itself. Because obviously one thing is clear, humanity as a family currently is not living a very happy life on this planet. We can definitely say that. And it always goes back obviously to each individual expression of life, because this individual expression is the mirror of that one mind, of that oneness, of all that there is. And the tools, now coming back in your to your question, how can I practice it in daily life? It's very important to observe the being, how it behaves when it speaks to other people, how it behaves when it has interactions with people in a shop, with whatever. And then practice more and more. However harsh that other is, understand that is not harsh because it wants to give you a hard day. Try for a moment to think that this is harsh because the universe wants you to grow in bringing back the cosmic, divine, infinite, unconditional, compassionate love as the base vibration of your existence. And this is the only way that humanity is able to get out with everything that is going on at the moment in the world, is the key, the IUCL. Every human being needs to erect itself, needs to come back to the inner standing of being the Homo erectus, that yes, it has been mixed with all kind of different DNA and seeds from other planets. However, as I said, the spark is always there, and the spark is always enough to set the fire. A small spark can set a fire, can set a very big fire. There is no boundary to the size of that fire. And nobody ever will ever remember back if a big place is burning, how big the spark was. It is so, so tiny. And that is always there. And so it is very important here to make this understanding. We cannot, as a human race, as a human family, find happiness, find peace, find tranquility in something in the outside, in some outer doing. It's not impossible. It is constantly a fake happiness that is not lasting. It's always lasting, short-lasting impulses, short-lasting moments, but it never will be everlasting. The everlasting happiness will only come, and the opening to what I just said, cosmic consciousness, is only able through the heart center.
Well, you said it all. Thank you for reminding us to tap into the frequency of love in any situation we encounter in our daily life. Thank you for reminding us to step back, breathe, and reflect, observe how we want, what is our higher self actually desire to answer to all of this, right? To any situation. That happens being in a business situation, being in a betrayal. As I said, I just gave some example, nothing from someone interest. So, and I hope that it is very helpful for our audience as well. I would not call it very difficult. I think very difficult, it's also something that you impose to your mind. Thank you for being with us again, and thank you for reminding us.
You're very welcome. And just a short reminder, I still want to bring this a little bit more into the awareness. It's always the egoic self that creates all these stories. It's the egoic self that is the mother of all pain. It's the egoic self that is the mother of all suffering. It's the story about the ego, I, consciousness, existence. If I'm able to let go of this, in this very moment, all suffering is gone.
And now, because you said that, I need to ask you, do you think that we are picking up this anger, frustrations from the stories, of course, and also because the mind has the power to create millions of scenarios around that story, right? And that's how we tap into frustration, anger, and...
Absolutely. Only the egoic self can pick up these stories and can store them like a hard drive. Only the egoic self is doing this. Because if I have a situation in my life now, I'm 34 and something happened to my, something, I have a fight and a struggle with my mother-in-law, for example, and that is going on for a long time. Only if I believe that this has something to do with me, I store that on the hard drive of the egoic self. And this hard drive will get fuller and fuller and fuller, right? And then this hard drive all of a sudden becomes the CPU, or the becomes the food of the CPU of the being. If I understand when I have the struggle with my mother-in-law, it's like a wind. It comes and goes by. It comes and goes by. It comes and goes by. But it's not stored. There is nothing to be stored on that hard drive. And hence, there is nothing of a storyline that you can live on later on it. So this is very important. Things are coming eventually to all humans on their earth walk. But do I store them, or do I let them go like a wind? Let them go through like a wind. That is the way to do.
As we continue our journey of discovery of self and spiritual growth, remember to shift from ego-driven to heart-centered living, embracing love, kindness, and forgiveness at every turn. Let the power of compassion, forgiveness, and divine love guide you towards greater harmony and personal sovereignty. If you found the episode insightful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with others on the path. Stay heart-centered and aligned with your soul's mission. Until next time, keep evolving and embracing the journey.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.